Chris McCool, which is the coolest name, is with the Sultans of String and joins me today to talk about the band's newest album, Walking Through the Fire. This is a special project.
It's a really special project. So it's our ninth album of Sultans of String. And one of the collaborating artists on our last project, Duke Redbird, had said to me, "Hey, Chris, so when are you going to do for Indigenous people what you did for refugees and immigrants to Canada?" And that was the direct call to action. So we set out seeking out artists we could collaborate with, from First Nations, Métis, and Inuit artists. With each of the artists, we worked together to create a song. Sometimes as a song of theirs that was existing that we helped arrange. Sometimes we would write the music and they would write the lyrics. All the lyrics are done by the Indigenous collaborators. Honestly, it's been the most incredible project for us because it's so amazing to learn so much from these artists about their lives, about their experience. But also at the same time, it's a chance to share with our audience these very important messages and history of colonialization and the history of residential schools and the intergenerational impacts of colonization. So it's been a really meaningful project.
What is it about helping people out, wanting to be a part of that?
Music really has the power to transform ideas and to transform society. I'm not a politician, I'm not a teacher, I'm not an engineer. I have the skills that I have, which is music. So I look at my musical skills and my love for music and I think, what can I do to make the world better? I just think like all of us have this opportunity, no matter what vocation we're in, just to try and contribute to society. You know, I've been working with Indigenous artists for many years now. A couple of them, like Shannon, tells me stories about growing up, what she's been through being an Indigenous person here on Turtle Island, and the injustice of what Indigenous people have had to endure for so long, it makes me so angry. And so I take it upon myself whenever I can to just try and make the world a better place. Duke said to me when we were talking about the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's 94 calls to action and final report that asks for Indigenous and non-Indigenous people to work together as an opportunity to show a path forward. He says before any reconciliation can occur, maybe sometime in the future, first we have to get the truth out. So this is our way of contributing to trying to share these truths, share these experiences of artists from coast to coast to coast, try and push things forward a little bit. And of course, when the news reports hit of the 215 bones found in Kamloops in 2021, it was front page news. But what drives me nuts is something that is that important and that Indigenous people have been speaking about for decades now finally hits the news, but then it has a cycle and then it's gone. And so a couple of the songs on this album deal with the horror of the residential school system directly. And we hope that we can keep it in people's minds by creating music to share with people.
Keep it in their minds. But is there also some action you're hoping that some of your listeners and fans will take away from listening to this album?
The action that I want people to take is to educate themselves. Like, we all need to educate ourselves. It's our responsibility as settlers to pick up some books, read on the internet, learn about the real history of residential schools. And it's all out there. It's all out there for people to learn about. And, you know, I have a daughter, she just turned 12, and she's learning more about Indigenous issues now in school than I ever did in school. So the transformation starts. It takes a while, but it's upon everybody to educate themselves about the history of the Indian Act, the residential school system, the reserve system. It's super important that we just understand the history of our own country.
Now, will you be doing a tour for this album, and will you be bringing some of the Indigenous collaborators along with you?
We are, and we're really excited about it. We've got a tour that starts in September. It's a little bit like a roving festival. There's so many artists that have come, like there's over a dozen artists on the album, and most of them are coming to join us for the first leg of the tour. We've got Mary Lanin, Shannon Thunderbird, Alyssa from the Métis Fiddler Quartet, Duke Redbird joining us, Forrester Nevada from the North Sound, from Saskatchewan joining us, Leela Gilday, Don Ross coming in from PEIs. And then through the rest of the year, we're performing in Kingston and Ottawa and Guelph, so folks can look out for us there.
When will the album be available and where will we be able to buy it?
I think the one-stop shop is sultansofstring.com. We've already started releasing singles, so you can hear incredible songs by Duke Redbird and Mark Marlenin, and a really cool collaboration we did with the Northern Cree Powwow Group. And then the full album comes out September 22nd. Physical copies, believe it or not.
Oh, look at you.
Someone's still making physical copies.
Yeah, you're going vintage. Good for you.
Well, you know, it's so important because we want people not just to hear the music, but we want them to see the artist and hear from their voices, be able to read a little bit about each song, and hopefully follow these artists and discover them for themselves.
Well, I'm so excited for it. The link will be up on our website as well, to your website, ravenradio.ca. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you very much, Shannon.